Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is This Week in YouTube, Episode 3, recorded April 28th, 2013. Fugly is forever. It's time for This Week in YouTube, the show where we dissect, discover, and learn about YouTube. You know my new Oh, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the host of the show, Lamar Wilson.
Hey, guys. Crazy face.
Crazy face, Lamar. Good to see you. We were talking before the show about how, like, on your videos now, and I think this is brilliant, on your channel, there's always a great picture of you making, you know, like, extreme faces and big letters that make you want to watch the video. It's a very smart technique, I think.
Thank you very much. You still don't watch, do you?
No, but okay. I would if I were that kind of person. Whatever that is. Also here, Chad Johnson.
Hey. I just make derpy faces.
What do you do on your YouTube videos?
I don't make videos.
Oh, well, there you go.
Why are you on the show?
Okay.
I don't know. In fact, you know, I need to ask you guys some advice eventually.
Let me just show you. If you go to youtube.com/Lamar Wilson, is this video that you put on the top? That's like a trailer video, right?
I haven't made a trailer yet, so I'm using that one.
This is great.
As a featured video.
This makes me want to love you or just feel sorry for you. I can't.
Oh, mostly frills.
It's great.
Yeah.
And by the way, this passes the test of a great video. And I learned this when I was in television for years. TV executives always watch with the sound off. They don't have time to watch TV. So they always have it running, but they watch.
Interesting.
So it's got to, for if you want to make it in real TV, you got to look good with the sound off.
Well,
and
see, that's
good.
One of the reasons I get teased all the time, but this is why I use so many expressions and gestures. It's because I want to emulate that in case someone is not.
I'm not teasing you. I'm admiring you.
No, I know you're not, but I get teased for the gestures, which I'm like, hey, if you were in theater, if you're watching a play, you would see all kinds of gestures.
It's big. That's,
yeah, it's big. You
that's
make it
bigger
than you. That's
why I wear my makeup like really thick.
I do
and
too.
And make sure to show off the eyebrows.
I do
and,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Just like on a set.
I'm actually an Asian girl, but you would never know.
No. Uh-uh.
So
stage makeup, folks.
It's all about the stage makeup.
I suspect it.
The other thing that he does, which I think is really, again, this is all for advice for people who are YouTubers. Look at the big letters on the name of the show, and it you know, truths, lie, my favorite video. It makes you want to watch. These are great little teases in a way for the show.
Oh, thank you.
And I noticed this is something you started doing recently, yeah?
Yes, because I'm doing that Veda vlog every day in April, and I'm almost done. Dude, I got two more days.
Don't stop.
Yeah,
don't stop. You're getting 14, 15, 20,000 views each day.
That's hard to do for doing daily. That's actually not bad. That's not so.
Yeah, yeah. And on top
it's
of that,
great.
You get you know, in 3 months, all
right.
30 of those videos, even if they only get 100 video views each, that's 3,000 videos. 30 times 100. 300 videos. Let's just say that.
Don't do math on no.
I'm not.
Chad, no.
It's like every time I get on camera,
you
the
do
math just.
Don't do math.
You did a George Bush right there, buddy.
I did. No, it's absolutely true. I feel like there's some neurological problem that anytime I'm talking and trying to do math at the same time that I'm talking, I just can't. I should just sit and go. Yeah, 3,000. There we go.
That is the funniest thing I've heard.
So awesome. This is a show about YouTube because Leo doesn't watch YouTube, so you guys could tell me what I'm missing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to learn.
I think I use YouTube like a lot of normal people, which is I don't kind of go to YouTube and browse through it. But when people send me links or I see something on Facebook or I hear about a new meme, I will watch those videos. Those are the videos I see. And that's pretty. I would say that's pretty common, right?
That's the average way to watch.
That's
YouTube.
Normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, you are perfect here on this show. So thank you.
I'm the normal on the show.
So What I first wanted to talk about is YouTube. You know, they always do these new initiatives and new projects, and so they're starting a new one called Comedy Week, which will actually be May 19th through the 25th, and it's a first ever. It will have Sarah Silverman, Rainn Wilson, if I pronounce his name wrong, sorry, but from The Office, Michael Cera, Vince Vaughn, Seth Rogen, and then there'll be new videos from Andy Samberg's Lonely Island Troupe. And then there will be some YouTubers like, you know, The Onion, Nerdist, College Humor, Funny or Die, Grace, Daily Grace will be there. Ryan Higa will be doing some of these. So it's interesting that I wanted to put this in there because YouTube has so many issues right now on the site, and they have so many things to work on, and they have so many small people that need to come up, yet they want to promote these outside.
These are the names. These are the big names.
Yeah, and I know they're comedy names, but there's so much rich talent on YouTube. It's like, why are we bringing in these people who have done it on TV? And I'm not hating on them. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm just hating on them.
It feels like an odd meld.
I'm hating on them. It's just one more manifestation of something that's been going on forever, which is YouTube is enamored of Hollywood. They want to be a television network. They don't want to be an internet thing.
They can't. How can they be both? I mean, the initiative of the giving out $1 million to, 100 channels has largely failed.
Yep.
Only a couple have come out of, have risen out of them doing well. And they were established YouTubers who were doing well anyway. None of the celebrity ones are doing well at all.
I'd say only Geek and Sundry is doing well out of all of them.
They were internet-based before.
Yeah, Felicia Day is very internet-centric.
Absolutely, yeah.
I even wonder how well they're doing. I don't know if...
Their views aren't fantastic, but they have a cult following.
Just as a viewer, I haven't really been focusing on the numbers. The content they're making is my favorite out of all of the... At all of them.
So they have 533,000 subscribers. That's not a huge number. Is it?
It's a good number.
It's pretty decent, yeah.
Some of their, the Guild has 1.8 million views.
Yeah. So,
you know, but others are in the 40, you know, anywhere from 16 to 50 to 60,000. A few of them are big. The ones with Felicia are the biggest, of course.
Right.
Right. Right.
And I think this is something that even is true in TV, which is that it's all personality driven.
Right. Oh no! I think that's very, very true. So they're going to do this Comedy Week. They've already have prepped. If you're in the article, it says, "Well, we know there're going to be a few missteps. We're going to keep this very loose." I'm like, "Yeah, you're letting us know that it's going to be very ghetto to begin with. You know, they can't make it like TV. So they're going to make it loose and hopefully fun. I mean, I'm going to tune in, but I just wonder how many of these can they do before we get frustrated and say, "Hey, you know, what about the people that are already here? You know, they continually bringing in all these new people, and I don't know.
Yeah, or until YouTube loses interest. There's been a few projects that they've gotten behind in a big way, and then a few months later, it's not even, there's no staff on it. It's not moving anywhere.
This is the quote from the Washington Post article about it that tells me everything. This is from Eric Wareheim, who's a part of Tim and Eric, will be among the performers.
Tim and Eric live.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be higher production value. Everyone taking it a little more serious rather than a throwaway internet short. Make it a place where legitimate stuff can be and change the perception of what YouTube can be.
Okay.
So, okay, read between the lines. YouTube's not legitimate.
Right, that's the
It's
perception.
Cheesy internet production. And so we're going to come and we're going to make it legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Exactly. See ya. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're bringing in producers from Jimmy Kimmel, they're bringing in TV producers to do this versus people who know internet and who understand the internet to produce it. So, yeah, they're telling us, you all who are doing this little stuff, you know, Lamar, your little channel,
it means
no,
you're
nothing.
Not legitimate.
No, I'm not real.
You go somewhere else. We're going to take over you. We'll take it from here, kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's good news?
They're just old and in the way. They're gone. They're history. Good luck.
I mean, it just oozes. Yeah,
YouTube is the future, and it's YouTube channels that are from the ground up. Don't you think?
Yeah, YouTube is a platform. I mean, it's like they are now positioning themselves as a Comcast, that they want to be more than just a dumb pipe.
Enough of that dumb grumpy cat. We want legitimate entertainment.
Right. Right. We don't want to be the place that anyone can put videos on. We want to be a content connoisseur.
Charlie bit my finger. So down market.
Right.
And then there's, I'm about to throw this in a rundown now. There's another article that was actually, remember we talked about Jenna Marbles last week. She reached a milestone. She went on Good Morning America and they lambasted her.
What?
Like saying, you know, yeah, if you look at her blog, it was, if you want to watch this, it's a horrible interview on how they really think of YouTubers as being. They're saying that, you know, she wouldn't have an audience if she wasn't on YouTube. No regular person knows who she is. She's just, she's pretty much a nobody. You got Lucky Girl.
This tells you how scared mainstream media is.
Yeah. As soon as
they're
they're
terrified.
You got to see this.
Young yeah. woman who is the queen of clicks. Her YouTube videos have been viewed by more than 1 billion. So many teens and tweens hanging on her every word. And ABC Cecilia
teens
Vega
and tweens, right?
Her story.
Not real people. Just kids.
Oh, hi!
She might just be the most famous person you've never heard of.
So I'm going to tell you what I've been doing lately.
Meet Jenna Marbles. At 26, Jenna has more than 1 billion. That's
God,
billion
I hate
with
real
a B
TV.
YouTube followers.
I know, right?
More
look at this. Have a boing, boing, boing.
More
we know this is boring, so we're going to give you fast graphics.
For making videos about, well, nothing.
And they videos about track. Nothing. Yeah.
This was her very first video.
Yeah, so let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah, when she was bad.
When she, yeah, when she didn't have any.
More than 1 million views in one weekend.
Listen, it gets insulting.
Watching those numbers climb and climb and
I'm
climb.
I'm so jealous.
It's crazy.
Now, once a week, she makes a new video on everything from how to put on makeup when you're drunk to a day in the life of Jenna.
In the shower, in the shower.
I wish I was counting the amount of times you use the word ridiculous in this interview.
This video gets ridiculous.
Make a ridiculous.
Oh, come
ridiculous,
on. All right, just stop video, it. I'm sorry. This is insulting. Ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
No, it got worse. It was just basically saying, why are you here? You got lucky. And I think it's just
I am
goes
a true
to,
trained professional yeah, working maybe, here on Good Morning America.
Exactly.
And who are you to be getting a billion views?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You,
it's you. It's, you.
I'm
you know, I've worked long and hard to have this frozen face.
And what they didn't say is Jenna Marbles is highly educated. They did not mention that at all in the video. They set her out to be some floozy who just got lucky on the internet. And she that is the total opposite of what she is. And it's insulting, but it just goes back to how media perceives us. They don't take us. Do they take you seriously, Leo, 100%?
They don't know I exist because I don't have a billion views.
Exactly.
But let me say this. And I'm not a fan of Jenna Marbles. I'm saying this as somebody who I don't appreciate her stuff. But that's fine. The point of the internet is that everybody can do their thing. And if people like it, then they get to do it. And so it doesn't matter whether I like it or not. The fact that mainstream media, you know, oh, you people. Andrew Keen wrote a book called The Cult of the Amateur, in which he said, oh, my God, amateurs are now making content. And how horrible is that? Let the professionals do the work. And I just think that's just. It's but you know what? It's old-fashioned. It's not the way it is.
It is.
Right. They're going to lose.
And they've been doing it for
and
years.
And they're kicking and screaming as they go out.
They're scared, and that's what it is.
Of course
is.
They are.
So when you're scared, you lambast your competition.
Yeah.
You got to go, oh, you know, one day you might be as good as us, but not now. Not now.
Andrew, the subtitle of Andrew Keen's book. By the way, Andrew's been on their show, and I actually like him. He lives up here. But the subtitle of his book is How Today's Internet is Killing Our Culture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because culture always stays the same, and it never changes.
You know, if it's not Western European culture from the 17th and 18th century, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I have to read that with a top hat on and drinking some tea.
I know. You want to wear a monocle.
Right.
What a
buzz. No, good for Jenna. She posted a blog post in which she just lambasted him right back. And and guess what? Good Morning America. God bless you. You know, I'm sure ABC makes more money than Jenna does. That's fine. But there's room for us all. And thank God you don't have to get through the gatekeepers anymore. Because you're right. Jenna Marbles probably would not be an anchor on Good Morning America in a million years.
And she's turned down traditional.
Has she?
TV offers. Absolutely.
Good for her. Good for
her. She's doing better independent. Don't sell out to the man who doesn't like you.
I've said that for years.
Because all they'll do is they'll
suck you. They'll suck all the life out of you. They'll turn you into another clone.
Yeah, you don't want that.
This is Jenna Marbles reporting. You don't want that.
How boring.
How boring. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
See, So how about something fun?
Because the truth is, I only watch this show for one reason.
from my face?
Lovely Lamar Wilson. No, video. I watch it to know what's new in viral video.
Yeah, this is, I didn't see this one until I was researching a couple days ago, but my God, this one is called Baby and Me. It's a ad by Evian.
Evian. It's a French drinking water.
They never mentioned the water at all, which is fantastic. Let's watch.
He looks French. Oh, there's a baby.
What?
Baby.
It's in the mirror.
Oh, it's him.
There's something about dancing babies just always makes me laugh. Oh, my. Oh, I love it.
So people are, for those listening, people are looking in a store window and they see themselves as babies dancing. Oh, yeah.
Baby with a mustache. That's lovely. Maybe the best thing I've ever seen.
This is brilliant. Yeah. What I want to know is how they get the babies to do that.
Well,
I think you know by
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Oh, even the dog is a puppy.
And then it just has a picture of Evian water. Drink it. Live young. Oh, see, their slogan is live young.
Got
yeah,
it.
It's right. Amazing. I love these kind of ads where they don't even mention anything about water throughout the whole video. It's just a fun video, and it's linked at the end. That's genius to me. That's how all advertisement should be.
You're right. And yes, absolutely.
Don't sell the car. Put the pretty lady. No, we shouldn't do that anymore. No, not sexism. That's wrong.
Yeah.
But that's what they did back in the day, right? I mean, to sell a car, they didn't mention a car. They put a pretty lady on top.
Right.
Except for Hyundai. Yes. You saw that.
Well, you can't make it Hyundai pretty at all.
Right. It's not possible. Now, what were they thinking?
So Hyundai got in trouble because, they had an ad.
Well, or if you're GoDaddy. I
mean, or GoDaddy. Those ads are horrible. Yeah. No, Hyundai did
it. No, I mean, it's because the culture has realized, the culture's more refined.
So what
nowadays.
Do you think of this? Hyundai did an ad. They're promoting the fact that their cars have zero emissions. Guy gets in the car, tries to kill himself. He can't because there's no emissions.
Oh, yes.
That's a little, I don't know if that's the way to sell that car.
That's on the edge.
I didn't know that was about suicide.
What? The air is so clean in here. It's so fresh.
I had no idea. Wow.
You did not know. I'm sorry. Well, I didn't mean to explain that.
No. It's sad. I thought you were talking about something else.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So you can go. I think you can go too far in this stuff. Now, I have to say, I in some ways, I'm not crazy about the fact that YouTube is becoming a place where people put their TV ads.
Really? I don't know. I think
it's fun to watch them, though. I gotta admit. And then you don't have to, you don't have those TV programs crapping it up, right? You can really just watch the ads, which is all you really want to do.
Exactly.
Right? You know, that Game of Thrones stuff. Ugh. Just get rid of that. I just want to watch the ads.
There's
no ads on Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
I can't enjoy
it. The problem is it's on HBO without any ads.
We need more ads. I think that's what's wrong with Game of Thrones.
I think why this has 40 million plus views also is that I believe they made it a pre-roll. And this is the kind of pre-roll I start watching. Like if I see interest like this in the first few seconds, I'll sit there.
Well, that's
I'll
interesting. Do they count pre-roll as a views?
Yes, they do. If you sit there and watch it, yes, they do.
Oh, you have to watch the whole thing, though. You can't press the skip.
No, you can't press skip. Skip won't be a view. But if you sit there, I don't know what the metric is, if it's halfway or whatever, but if you watch it for a certain amount of time, they get a
view. And that's the only way the pre-roll gets me is that in the first 3 seconds, if there's something that has intrigued me enough that, it's funny. I want to keep watching. I mean, that ad is the perfect pre-roll ad.
Now, a company that's been very successful in the past making these viral videos is Dove. And I really actually like these ads. And this one got a lot of attention again. They've done very well with this. This is the Dove Real Beauty Sketches. Let's watch this one.
Mm-hmm. Oop, sorry.
I'm a forensic artist. Worked for the San Jose Police Department from 1995 to 2011.
I showed up to a place I'd never been, and there was a guy with a drafting board.
We couldn't see them. They couldn't see us.
Tell me about your hair.
I didn't know what he was doing, but then I could tell after several questions that he was drawing me.
So she's describing herself
about your chin
to a police sketch artist.
They can't see each other.
Mm. Especially when I smile.
Your jaw?
My mom told me I had a big jaw.
Be your most prominent feature?
By the way, beautiful.
I have a fat, rounder face.
Yeah, this is a beautiful.
The older I've gotten, the more freckles I've gotten.
Well, yes, this is one of those ads that after you watch, you just feel good about yourself. You or not even feel good, but you feel enlightened.
I say thank you very much, and then they leave. I don't see them.
Now, this is 3 minutes long. It's too long a show on television.
The sketch was to get friendly.
And I don't know if this would even work on television. This is a little more thoughtful.
No, this is for Tumblogs.
A person you met earlier.
Now they're asking a person that they've met.
Some general questions about their face.
She was thin, so you could see her cheekbones. And her chin, it was a nice, thin chin.
She had nice eyes. They lit up when she spoke.
Cute nose.
She had blue eyes, very nice blue eyes.
So they're going to show you the sketches between the people when they describe themselves and when other people describe them.
This is the sketch that you helped me create. And that's a sketch that's
what's amazing is they actually do look...
They look like the same person.
They don't look like the same...
You can tell it's her.
You can tell it's her, but there's definite differences.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a strong moral here, obviously. You know, the way you look at yourself is not how other people look at you. It's beautiful.
Some people are saying, now, and this is part of our fake, not fake. Is this legit? Did this guy really do this?
She looks closed off.
I want to be a little cynical here and say this might be a fake.
They're a little too close, don't you think?
These are a little bit too accurate, too close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good message about your face. They don't have to talk about soap at all. They're talking about just being beautiful.
But what Jeff has done always is show they've been doing this for a few years, which is to talk about body image
Dove doesn't want to sell you makeup. They want to sell you soap.
But this isn't about soap.
No, it's about
body image.
It's about body image, but it's also, I mean, as an ad campaign, if you're going to be very cynical.
Here's why it works.
This is a, go ahead.
It works because it makes Dove on the side of women.
Right.
And women who buy Dove products are going to love Dove, not because of the product at all, but because they like the company and they like the message that the company's. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing this consistently. They did ones with big models, you know, heavier women. Saying, you know, this is bogus that we celebrate these extremely skinny women. This is not normal.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a very smart campaign, positioning themselves as on the side of women.
I didn't get a chance to see it. Someone in the chat mentioned I heard about it. There's a male spoof version of this.
That's what I'm more interested in, because this begs to be...
It begs to be spoofed.
It begs to be. It's a little self-serious.
Yeah. I want to go with fake. I don't think this is 100% accurate. I'm interested. What do you think, Leo? Do you think this was a real? This guy really got it perfect like that?
I think these guys must be able to do this, or they wouldn't have a business.
Yeah.
Sketching criminals, right? They must be able to get pretty close.
And I mean.
So here's the parody.
Okay.
Can you get sound for my?
It's very low. So
wait a minute. Let me turn it up. All right.
Showed up at this place I'd never been before, and
it looks like Joshua Topolsky doing the sketch.
It does. Actually,
so I couldn't see him, and he couldn't see me.
So he started asking me some questions to describe myself.
Same hokey music.
After a while, I could tell that he was drawing me.
Out of focus, he's drawing with a Sharpie? No, that's a Kuhn-Or.
I've been told I have a broad jaw.
How would you describe your nostrils?
Viral.
Viral.
They're like... two dark lines of hair.
I have above average eyelash length.
Ruddy cheeks.
The kind of beard that every man would like to have.
I have radiant skin.
Pouty lips.
Handsome eyes that people just want to look into for hours. I don't know. I've never really looked into my own eyes.
Once I get a sketch, I say thank you very much. Then they leave.
This is hilarious.
I don't see them.
And before I interviewed, they asked me to talk to this absolute douchebag named Derek.
Today I'm going to ask you some questions about a person I met earlier. And I'm going to ask you some general questions about his face.
Yes, I feel like I'm being really harsh. One thing is, because of his cross-eyed, I feel like he would be excellent at looking two different things at the same time. His eyes were beady. Soulless eyes. Like a raptor, like a bird of prey. Sort of big nose. His nostrils
were huge. Yeah, someone is asking if Dove really did this themselves. Like, oh, my God.
Maybe they did. The smartest thing for them would be to do this. Entire
life. Who made this?
I don't know, but somebody who knows what they're doing. This is all very really professionally made and very well written. It's Cladwell Man. I don't know who that is.
It's a random YouTuber.
Is it a brand?
No, it's somebody with two videos on their channel.
Well, they're good.
Yeah.
It's probably an ad agency who said, I hate that Dove campaign. Let's screw them.
So here we are.
It's Palmolive.
This is the sketch that you helped me create.
He's gorgeous. It's Zac Efron versus...
That's exactly right. That's exactly...
I think that's Matt Damon on this side.
I'm a lot better looking than that. Really? I'm a lot better looking than I thought I was.
You're actually the other one.
Zac Efron and some other guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you suck at drawing.
You suck at drawing, he says.
Oh my God.
Frankly, now.
So funny.
Now I hate the Dove ad and I love this ad.
Yes.
And the tagline, you might not be as good looking as you think. You know what? I think this is an ad for a company, Cladwell. I think they make clothes or something.
Huh.
Think so. Oh, okay.
They make vinyl siding. Let's just see. I'm going to cladwell.com.
Let you go.
Yeah, it's a shopping site. In which apparently you can buy Steve
genius.
McQueen. I don't.
That's funny.
Isn't that great? See, that's brilliant. Get your ad agency to send it up.
Now, see, that's what YouTube's about. You can't do this on TV. This is YouTube. It has a place.
You know, and the other thing that strikes me is that none of these have any importance by themselves. If you're just at home and you watch it and that's it, fine. But what really makes any of these work is that you go talk to your friends about it. It becomes part of the culture and part of the conversation, and then we share it. It's the sharing of the video. I mean, is that obvious? It's probably obvious.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. But it's 100% obvious.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And I think about the best TV was the TV that you would the next morning, you'd go, did you see what happened on Johnny last night? Really what, nothing succeeds until you and your friends are talking about it. Then it has succeeded. And that's what viral means. I guess what I'm saying, it's not number of views. Those, you could have a million views all by themselves. It wouldn't be meaningful. It's when people are talking about it, they tell their friends, they share it, they send it out. That's what really is the key to success, regardless of whether you have a million or 10,000 or 500. It's a
good lesson for anyone who's watching this, who's a content creator like myself. You know, I had one kid, a kid of all, surprised me, said, you know, that every, he told me in a message, he said, every video you should make every video as if it could go viral.
Right.
And just that passion of having something where people at the end of the video have no choice but to share. And if I can create, or we can create content like that, mm-hmm. then we win. We win YouTube. And that's what I'm working on for my
Whether you
stuff.
Get a million views or not, you win.
Right, right.
I think. Well, although it's nice to get a million views. But
I'd rather have the shares. I'd rather have more eyeballs on it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about community.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately,
absolutely.
What we do is about community, and that's why I don't really count YouTube views. It's not the point. It's about the community. I
agree with you.
Yeah.
So speaking of community, we actually our next discussion story is from our community. We had
Garth Brooks has sent us a video.
Yeah, a gentleman asked about not that one. Is that the one?
I don't know.
It's the next one on the rundown.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, he asked about content ID matches for a cover on YouTube.
Is that this? Let's watch it and see.
Hi, guys. I've been enjoying the show.
Whoa!
The show.
Are you playing it or am I?
Yeah, I'm playing it. When have you played
you
a video?
Stop playing it.
When have you...
No, I'll stop playing it. Start over.
Okay, here we go. When was the last time you played a video? Here we go.
Hi, guys. I've been enjoying the show. I've got a question to ask about content ID match and how it applies to cover songs on YouTube. Sometimes I'll put up a cover song, and although I will have not used any of the original recording from the artist I'm covering, YouTube's Content ID Match software will still flag it as a Content ID Match. Should I be accepting these matches and just let them make money off of my videos? Or should I be disputing these matches because it's a cover song and it's not the original content? Or should I just be pulling these videos down altogether? Anyways, I'd love to hear a conversation on Content ID Match and how it applies to
cover songs.
Here's Ronnie playing a cover of Fire and Rain. This is a James Taylor song. I just wanted, this guy's good, obviously.
Yeah.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know. Yeah, wow.
Now, normally, you'd license the song from the publisher. Look, we're not copyright lawyers here.
No. I can tell you, based on some people that I know who are artists on YouTube, when you do a cover, to answer his question bluntly, when you do a cover, you are, even if you don't use their music, you are still at their mercy. If you title it, if they can find it, they can put an ad on it. Well, the trick...
Or pull it down if they choose.
Or pull it down. So the trick really is to... is when people do parodies. See, if you change a few words here or there, if you make it different enough that they can't catch it, then parodies are free license. You're able to do those.
So Weird Al does not pay anybody when he does a parody of a song.
He probably does out of consideration.
You can buy what's called a mechanical license to a song, and that allows you to remix, redo, remake a song, and especially if you are re-recording all of the tracks, all of the music and the lyrics, then you're fine. I believe...
In other words, you have to pay for a license.
Right.
Unless it's parody.
This is HarryFox.com. I believe that this is where
one of the places,
you get
a
license like that.
So what's interesting to me is that Content ID is smart enough to flag his songs, even though they're not performed by the original performer.
Yeah, they look at the title, they look at the description and things like that. So they've gotten smarter. And this is one of the things we talked about a couple weeks ago, where networks are now getting in this game. They've made deals with Universal and other agencies themselves, so that their artists that are under the network, like Fullscreen or Maker, that they can license on their own. Hey, you can make covers, but you have to sign this new agreement that says they get a percentage or whatever the deal is. So it's a tough thing, because covers are what gets you out there as a performing artist. No one's going to listen to your originals if they haven't heard you sing a cover first. So it's a tough situation. A lot of people don't get caught by the ID, but if you get caught, you get caught.
I guess if you really suck, you're less likely to get caught.
And you don't let anyone know that it's a cover, so you don't put it in your description or your title at all.
You never say cover. Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. But once you buy a mechanical license, then the content is yours, because you have paid the original publisher. And if you get dinged for copyright violation, yes, you take it, dispute it, dispute the claim.
I think we should test this. I'm going to sing Fire and Rain.
if we get pulled down, Leo.
Oh, yeah, maybe I better not. Just yesterday morning.
Stop.
Oh boy!
I don't think we're gonna get pulled down.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're gonna get pulled down just for the somebody's gonna flag the video
right as inappropriate.
That's pornography
for years.
They let me know you were
Leo.
Gone. Suzanne, the plans they made.
I'm gonna have to find a censored logo and put it over your face.
You.
All right, quick, let's go to the channel of the week, Chad.
Okay, so this week I got to choose the channel of the week, and it's funny because I was looking through my subscriptions to find someone, and I've been a big YouTuber for years, and so I was looking through, and it was hard to find someone who wasn't so huge that everyone knew about them, or so old that they're not making videos anymore. So I decided to choose Jimmy0010. He is a UK vlogger, and all of his videos have always made me laugh. And you can actually see, like, I've watched this one, but there's been a whole bunch that I haven't checked out recently because of how my YouTube watching habits have done. But he always is really, really funny. In this video, he's talking about meeting One Direction, and then it's kind of revealed that he was just at a wax museum and that he actually didn't watch meet. But his whole atmosphere, his whole channel is very funny, and I've always just been a big fan of vloggers in general, and he has the craft down. So I would definitely check out Jimmy0010.
Yeah, these are kind of people that are enjoyable to me on YouTube. So I support vloggers. I'm a vlogger myself. So, this is a good choice. Thank you.
Absolutely.
What's the difference between a vlogger and somebody who makes videos for YouTube?
Same. It depends. I mean, videos for YouTube is so open-ended. He sticks to, talking to the camera and telling his audience about his life. And
it's about your life.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Vlogger is nothing really different than a lifestyle channel. You're talking about things that you like, your life, your experiences. I think that makes the category a lot different than someone who's just reporting news. They just, you know, they're a reporter.
And if you have a British accent,
it really helps a lot.
It helps so much.
So we're gonna. I believe this is Scottish, though.
What to do? It was like some mental stability test, which
I don't care what he's saying. I just love
a lot
him.
Of people get excited by the One Direction waxworks. I'm like, oh, take a photo of me, but I mean, I thought that was a bit.
I can't understand anything he's saying, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Just stare at his hair.
I wasn't really that bothered. I certainly didn't get carried away other people did.
Was it just a picture?
Just had a couple of snaps.
I didn't really know about the One Direction.
The lols.
Beautiful people. Beautiful.
Yeah, so many photos. Anyway, that's Jimmy 0010. He's awesome.
All right. And for our tip of the week, I decided to talk about related channels. I really implore people who are creators to make sure that your videos are in the correct categories so that your channel gets in the right related channel. Chad, if you could pull up my channel, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Zoom in on the right side over there.
That's the most blatant plug.
No, it's not. No, I didn't tell people to subscribe to Lamar Wilson at youtube.com/LamarWilson.
YouTube.com/OMGChat. That wouldn't make any sense.
How would I
Leo.
Do that?
My gosh. I wish I had a YouTube channel I could plug.
Gosh, Leo Laporte.
I don't put anything on there. So what is your category, Lamar? Wait a minute, let me guess. Comedy?
No.
Big eyes?
No, that's not a category. I use entertainment.
There's not a comedy category?
There is, but it is filled with people.
It's filled.
So your advice is to lie.
No, I'm an entertainer. I'm not lying at all.
Okay.
But pick a smaller category. Yeah, entertainment is a great category for me. When I was primarily doing tech videos for about a year, all of my related channels were all tech channels. Mashable, CNET, Soldier's Best. And so my channel would only be shown on tech channels. And now that I'm more open-ended lifestyle channel, vlogger, entertainer, I changed the categories of those because all the videos were entertaining, so I wasn't lying. And I changed the category of them. So now if you look on my channel, I think there's Ellen on there. There's Annoying Orange and X Factor, anything that's entertaining. And now my channel has an opportunity to be on other channels that are entertainment channels. So it does have an influence on how you write your bio.
Interesting.
And how many, where you put your video. Because, you know, a lot of people, Leo, they put their videos in people and blogs. That's a category. And it's very generic. It doesn't tell what you are. It's a very drab category that really gets not that much attention. So, you know, if you want to grow your channel a little bit more, get it in related channels, since that's the feature right now. It's not related videos so much, it's related channels.
What's our category?
Twit would be news.
Science and news. Is there a technology category?
Yes. Or maybe it's science and tech.
It's science and tech. Our show is incorrect. I think it's just Twit's default because Twit is a tech network.
But this is not a tech show. This is an entertainment show.
This show should be under entertainment, and it's currently under science and tech. So fix it.
We will. There's a few things I'm going to refer.
Yeah. So that's just it's just a tip. It works well. It's nothing sleazy about it, and you'll get seen a little bit better if you choose your categories more correctly.
Very good tip.
Cool. So, Leo, last week, we're going to do these real quick because we only got a few more minutes. You asked a question, do you have to be good-looking to succeed on YouTube? And we had quite a few video responses. I got to say to the audience, thank you so much for, we got an overwhelming amount of response. We chose some that were a little shorter because I knew the time would be running out. So let's look at Tom Gross. He had an answer to you or to us about this.
Hello, YouTubians, especially Lamar, Chad, and Leo. The question is, do you have to be good-looking to succeed on YouTube?
If he flashes us, well, I'm going to really
get noticed in the beginning.
I cannot confirm or deny it.
Eventually, you're going to need talent to succeed. As Judge Judy would say, beauty fades, but dumb is forever. Thank you for making this program. You've inspired me to start making videos for YouTube, and this one is the first. So I'm looking forward to learning more.
His first video.
His first video was to us.
And they're going to show that on Good Morning America when he becomes huge.
Exactly.
You see?
When he's Tom Marbles.
Yeah, Tom Marbles.
Exactly.
And that's my motto, by the way.
Become Tom Marbles?
No, beauty is forever, but dumb fades. No, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Beauty fades, but dumb is forever.
That was...
That's not a good model.
Way to make that one work for you, Leo.
It's not a good model.
Oh, my God. And we had someone from the chat room, Mondo Lounge, from the chat room left a video response. So thank you so much. Let's watch that one.
Okay.
Hey, Leo, Lamar, Chad. This is Mondo Lounge from the chat room. Do you have to be good looking to make it in YouTube? Of course the answer is no. You just got to have content. Just like with a website, you got to have content. Content engages your audience. Just like Lamar has content. People will come back to watch him every single time. Just like you, Leo, everybody comes back to listen to Twit because it's about content, content, content.
Damn.
Yes, you have some good-looking people that come out once in a while, but they're very far in between.
Most
people are usually people that have something to say and are passionate and have content. Just like with anything on the internet, it's got to have content. You got to engage your audience, and something that Lamar does very well, and so do you, Leo. So that is my answer.
That's my new motto. Question.
Again, I am Mondo Lounge from the chat room. Talk to you
Thank
guys
you,
later.
Thank you, Mondo Lounge. Twit, shows from
beautiful
where beauty is few and far between.
Where every once in a while we have a beautiful
very
person.
Rarely. Rarely. Every once in a while, not often.
Very rarely.
Thanks, Mondo.
No, that, I think it is about content.
You know, I agree with that.
But it wouldn't hurt to be have content and beauty.
No, that makes it even better.
Right.
That's I, Justine.
Yeah, but the question was, do you need to be beautiful to succeed? Answer's no.
No.
Okay. The right way to answer this is show me some people on YouTube who are massive successes, but funny looking.
But ugly?
But ugly.
Okay.
Why did the camera suddenly go to me?
Wait.
Go back full screen.
Wait, what was your question, Leo?
Huh?
Wait, what? Leo, I don't...
That's a...
Okay, let me think of someone who could possibly show off.
Thank you very much. Hey, that's nice. We got video responses. How can people do that?
We have a lot. Good. And here's what I want. We're going to have a question for this week, too. I wrote it out. What I encourage you to do is try to keep these around 30 seconds. We had some good ones. They were just too long. We just couldn't show them.
Right.
They were like 2 to 3 minutes. So try to keep it under 30 seconds if you can. This week, since we talked about that article about the Comedy Week, I wanted to ask, should YouTube focus on these special events like Comedy Week where stars are featured, or should it kind of focus on the unknown talents that is on the site that's here, that's doing great things already? Tell me your thoughts about that. And again, leave a video response. Chad has been great. He answers he approves the video responses.
Right.
So you don't have to tweet them to us. Chad will see them, and then I'll see them later in the week. And seriously, we got a lot this week. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we got
that's so neat.
Yeah. And don't be freaked out if your video response doesn't go immediately up right away. It will probably be approved a few days before we record the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Want to thank you for joining us. Lamar Wilson is at youtube.com/Lamar with 2 R's Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Chad Johnson is here all the time, and his show OMG Craft is now seen on Tuesdays and Thursdays at twit.tv/OMG.
OMG Craft.
All right. And I'm Leo Laporte. My motto is beauty is brief, but fugly is forever. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on This Week in YouTube.